Yes, sir. Bring it. Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
We had you nailed. We knew this was the one.
You got to give the people what they want.
Give the people.
That's right. That's what they want. It's the day after Election Day. Hey, look, Brother Jeff Fard is a Denver institution. He's a Northeast Denver native. His cultural center at 2836 Welton is almost always open with concerts, poetry readings, book signings, Black Dollar Saturdays, or his daily Facebook Live conversations on local issues. He's won many awards. He's sat on many boards. If you don't know him yet, where you been? We got him in the studio with the morning set on Kuvo this morning. What's up, Brother Jeff?
Man, and just coming in here makes you feel so cool. I feel cooler already.
OJ is like walking down the street behind you, giving you that little flow.
You know, I got some great news because you talked about the elections yesterday and in Aurora, and you talked about the separation between 400 votes between Allison Coombs and Curtis Gardner. Well, the good news is, regardless of which one of those you were supporting, you get two picks, so both of them are in the top two. So you get Allison and Curtis. Curtis returning, Allison moving from her ward seat to an at-large seat. So good news all around.
You've got a handle on it, and you've been doing a lot of election coverage on your Facebook Live shows with candidate forums. You, in your... what's it called? It's, you have a thing where you do this beautiful disclaimer.
The trigger alert.
The trigger alert, and it's a free speech zone.
It's the free think zone.
Free think zone. People can say things on your Facebook show that they might be intimidated to say elsewhere, but you just want to know what's really going on.
Yeah, just, you know, we're in a country where you're to have a free exchange of thoughts.
Yeah.
And so I'm not afraid of different thoughts or different ideas. In fact, that's what makes individuals grow. Today's show, we're going to have someone from a Palestinian perspective and someone from an Israeli perspective having a conversation.
Right.
And that's what I want to do. I want to figure out how we can come together and bridge gaps and conversate our way into a better society.
So in essence, there's a no cancellation policy on Brother Jeff's show ever.
You can't get canceled for what you say on Brother
Jeff's
show.
Not at all. The trigger alert says this is a show that triggers people because you've entered a free think zone. If you're not willing to be exposed to other points of view, tune out now and don't read the comments. You have been warned.
I've been on the show, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know, Kuvo and Carlos and Steve and this whole institution is just one big family.
Yeah.
And so when we come together, it's a family affair. It's not coming together saying we want to meet one another. It's coming together saying it's great to see one another once again. So we've all been together for many, many, many years.
Certainly have, yeah. We were neighbors for many, many, many years. We still are.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways, you know, just up the street.
And Five Points is still popping, still happening. Even the Media Center has the public radio station, Channel 12, and there's some stuff happening there on the second floor as well. Have you been there?
Yeah, well, absolutely. An incubator,
business incubator.
For actually like nonprofits. And so, you know, we see a lot of incubators that foster business. But there are a lot of nonprofits that could use capacity building or a start, and you know, coming together collectively is always a better way to be more successful than, you know, expending all of those resources on your own.
I know you're on top of the issues, Brother Jeff, but we wanted to get into, now that the election is passed, it's holiday season. It's always, I mean, Santa will be rolling down the hill on a Norelco razor pretty soon.
Absolutely.
And we'll know it's official. But you do, you're part of the holiday tradition in terms of feeding the hungry. This is Eats and Beats Wednesday. And so let's get some people on board with what you're attempting to do coming up for Thanksgiving.
Well, what we've been doing for a very long time, but very specifically since COVID, is an idea which brings everyone together. We say no one should be hungry, period. And it doesn't matter income level, it doesn't matter zip code, whatever you believe or however you believe, everyone should have access to food. And it's not just because you can't afford it. Sometimes during the holidays, you're away from family. The holidays can be a very lonely time for individuals, and food brings individuals together. So we'll be giving away over 3,000 free hot dinners Once again, for anybody who just calls or just goes to brotherjeff.com and says, you know, I want dinners delivered, they will come directly to the home or they can pick them up. And then it gives others an opportunity to volunteer. So this is another example across politics, across backgrounds, to where people just come together and it's around food and the ideal of no one should be hungry, period.
What you mentioned volunteers. Specifically, what are you looking for? For drivers, for people to help manage the food in at your establishment, or what?
Of course, like Kuvo's a big part of this in terms of getting the word out. There are a lot of individuals who are figuring out what they're going to do for the holiday. So one, helping to get the word out, but then two, just volunteering in terms of your capacity. If you can drive, you know, and deliver, that's one thing. If you can smash potatoes, you know, doing some of that prep, cooking and cutting turkeys and boxing. So there's nothing that is not welcome, and everyone is welcome.
So you're actually preparing the food there. It's not just food being dropped off to you and you're distributing it. You're actually taking it basically from scratch.
Yeah, we do it from scratch. Oh, and actually wow. We come and what we serve is exactly what you would find in fine restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not doing anything that you're saying, you know, this is indicative of someone in need. Right. You know, mm-hmm. We want to serve food that we are eating and that you would be pleased to sit down with your family and enjoy. And so we've got food that's coming from our a catered kitchen. So some of our volunteers are coming from commissary kitchens that are cooking.
Yeah.
Some are at the cultural center smashing potatoes,
yeah.
Boxing, cleaning, and then just having a family feel of whomever comes is welcome, however they are.
That usually happens the weekend before Thanksgiving, right? So now it's time to get on the list so that they can coordinate all the talents and all the skills and all the opportunities, because insiders will know there's some, you know, frozen turkeys hanging around sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a place to donate food, Brother Jeff's.
We also have a pantry. One of the good things that I really like about this food ideal is that, you know, if you come to Brother Jeff's Cultural Center, we also have a pantry. People come and they just drop off or they donate food. And then folks who come pick up food, we don't have them sign in. We don't follow them around. We don't say this is what you can do or this is how much you could take. It's just come in, get whatever it is that you want. And we're assured that the community will make sure that there's more coming. And so we do have the pantry. We encourage folks to drop off non-perishable food items. And again, no need to sign up or sign in to pick anything up. Just pass by, stop in, and if we have it, you have it, and that's what's called community.
I like that.
The Cultural Center is just such a special place. I mean, I went during Five Points, so there was seats out and bands in there, but it's so fluid. You could see the kitchen in the back. You could see the life, you know, how it supports whatever's needed. So that's amazing that you have such a versatile space.
And we keep it that way because there's nothing about Brother Jeff's Cultural Center that would tell anybody why they're coming in for any particular services, even if it's like they're a part of what we do with HIV and AIDS and mental health and all of these different dynamics. There's nothing that says any of that. Mm-hmm. You could be coming in for jazz. You could be coming in for a meal. You could be coming in to get something from the pantry. We've got Fourth Friday Jazz. Stafford Hunter will be in day after.
One of our favorites.
Yeah, he'll be in the day after Thanksgiving. So, and that's free. Everything that we do is free and open to the public. So a great time, a great place for community, and you don't have to worry about, can I afford it?
Right. So my next thing would be, obviously, you accept donations.
Yeah, we accept donations. You could go to brotherjeff.com and make donations or stop by and make donations. And the good thing about your contributions or your investment, that money is going to go directly to food. It's not going to go to overhead. It's not going to go to, you know, trying to keep a big organization floating. If you give $10, you give $20, we're going to get $10 or $20 worth of food. Mm-hmm. And so we want you to know that we're good stewards of those contributions. And this Thanksgiving, we will be serving those dinners between noon and 2 o'clock. Or 3 o'clock, so families can get back to their families if, in fact, on Thanksgiving, they're going to be spending time with their families.
The tables are open, and the doors are open. even coming up before Christmas, you got Black Santa hanging out.
You know, that's a blast. In December, we have Black Santa on Welton Street, and we have a ton of toys where folks just come and they get toys and they get a picture, and it's just amazing watching folks interact with Black Santa.
I knew he was a brother. I knew he was a brother.
Yes, knew it.
Details at brotherjeff.com. You can follow him on Facebook. I think you're full. I don't think you have room for but more friends. On, but you
well,
can
you can't
watch.
Get friends, but you can have followers. So there's a lot of followers. But, you know, sometimes we have shows where a couple people drop off and we fill it right back up. Yeah, so join us, Brother Jeff, and it's Jeff, F-A-R-D, on Facebook.
On Facebook and brotherjeff.com. Pro tip, look for that email on there and you can get some really good communication going with the team at Brother Jeff's Cultural Center. Brother Jeff Farth, always, the door is always open.
Yeah. Well, it's great being in partnership. And then again, just our message today is no one should be hungry, period. If you want to be a part of our Thanksgiving food giveaway, just go to brotherjeff.com. There's a link and then there's a sign-up sheet and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Good to see you.
Great being here.
Yeah.